People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, to say that it was one of those weeks would be an understatement. There was vacation Bible school. There was the death of a great congregational member, followed by the death of a friend. There were illnesses, and there were a whole host of problems, and I found myself wondering what else could possibly go wrong. Well, we know better than to ask ourselves that question, don't we? Because, well, I got to go have a tooth pulled. Don't ever bite into a petrified crouton. It does funny things to your root. And when your root is cracked, there's nothing they can do to save the tooth. So I got to have my tooth pulled. Now, probably because the root was cracked, it was very easy to get out. And the dentist said, "I'll see you in 6 months." He lied. The next morning, I woke up, and it felt like something was pressing against my nerve. And there was probably the sensation because there was something pressing against my nerve. The tooth. A piece of the root hadn't come out. Now, when that unexpected problem was taken care of, I was sent home with the very finest modern dentistry has to offer when it comes to controlling bleeding and pain. Tea bags. Tea bags for compression and tea. Hot or cold, my liking, to help control and soothe. My mother would have been so proud. She was told that was an old housewife's remedy, clear back when, and now it's an approved treatment by the American Dental Society. Well, you know, for once I tried to be compliant. So I went home, and I fixed myself a nice glass of tea. Sophia and Jacob were upstairs watching a movie, and so I decided I'd go up there and lay down on the bed and finish watching the movie with them. Well, I came up across the steps and had just come around the corner when Sophia saw the glass in my hand and she said, "Can I have a drink?" So I handed her the drink. And about that time, Jacob was on his feet, dancing around, yelling, "Me too, me too." So she gave Jacob the glass and he took a drink and he got this really funny look on his face. And he looked at me. And he took another drink. And he took another drink. And he took another drink. And he handed me back the empty glass and went, "That was good water. It tasted just like tea." Now, I'm positive you all have had that experience before, right? Where what you have is not exactly what you thought you were going to get. It happens, you know, you bite into something and you think it's one thing and it's something else and it takes you a moment to recognize the taste. Or else you see someone and they're not in the right context and you think for a moment, "I know that person," but for the life of you, you can't figure out who they are. Sometimes we hear things we don't expect. Things just happen. And we don't expect it. Do you remember being a first-time parent? And you held that baby in your arms and you looked into the innocent eyes and you thought, "Life is perfect." And in that moment, you knew that you could You could develop such a tight bond with that child that you would always be able to reason yourself out of every situation. You would never have to be never have to raise your voice, and you would never have to say that dreaded word no, because you and that child, that innocent baby, it was going to be wonderful. And then they turned two. And there were the temper tantrums. And you didn't have to say the word no, because that was their favorite one. And there were days you looked and thought, where on earth did my innocent baby go to? You got what you didn't expect. Or maybe you finally landed that dream job. You know, the one that was going to get you out of debt and give you all kinds of respect and make you a hero in your family's eyes. And it was all going to happen as soon as the office was organized, the right members were hired for the team, you and your supervisor could agree on the goals that you were supposed to have set, and the hours slowed down just a little bit. You were suddenly finding yourself working more hours than you ever dreamed of. The dream job, it wasn't exactly what you thought. You didn't get what you expected. Well, that's exactly what happened to Samuel in today's Old Testament reading. The kids learned about Samuel this week. We love to tell our children about Samuel. He was such a spectacular figure. He did so much in the Old Testament. And today's story, it's one of our favorites. Samuel is in the temple, and God calls, and Samuel says, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears." I mean, it's what we all hope happens someday, right? Maybe we won't hear God's voice audibly, but we will know without a shadow of a doubt what God is wanting us to do. But for those of you who know the story of Samuel, you know that what he got was not what he expected. When Samuel was taken to the temple, he was probably not any older than 3, maybe 4. He was so young that he had to have someone watch over him, and that someone was Eli, the chief priest. Now that in itself is rather funny, because you see, Eli had 3 sons of his own, of which were they weren't the best children on earth. They took the sacrifices and they partied with them. They took the money and they bought themselves things. But he was put in charge of watching Samuel. When we have today's story, Samuel still is not very old. He may have been 8, 9 years old. He still needed someone to watch over him. And that someone was still Eli. And so the voice of the Lord came to Samuel, and he called him, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel jumped up and ran to Eli like he had been taught to do. And Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go lay down." And this happens 3 times, and suddenly it dawns on Eli that this is the voice of the Lord. So he says, "Okay, Samuel, go in there, and the next time you hear the voice, say, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.'" What did the Lord ask Samuel to do? Does anybody remember? Okay, remember how old he was? 8, maybe 9 years old? The Lord says, "Go tell Eli that his sons will have to deal with the consequences of their behavior. And while you're at it, tell Eli that he too will be punished for not having stopped them from the despicable behavior." How would you like to be an 8-year-old boy going in to tell the chief priest that he was about to meet his destruction. Samuel got what he didn't expect. And in case you think things got better for him, God kept calling to him throughout his life. The next time he was sent, he was to anoint Saul as the first king of Israel. He knew it was wrong. God knew it was wrong. Samuel had tried to tell the people that they didn't need another king except God himself, but no one would listen. So God finally says, just go anoint Saul. And so he anoints Saul. And Saul becomes a power-hungry mongrel who kills anyone who dares to cross him up, anyone who he perceives as a threat. And so God comes to Samuel again and says, oh, Samuel, got a job for you. And Samuel says, will you please just go away? And God says, I'm going to show you another king to anoint. And Samuel says, oh, terrific. Saul will kill me. Samuel, he kept getting what he didn't expect. But do you know the rest of his story? It's a story that we need to tell over and over again because it's our story too. Whatever Samuel was called to do, whatever task he had to complete, God was there. God was there to sustain him and to strengthen him. God's grace never failed. God's love never failed either. So if you're not the person, the spouse, the child, or the parent that you always dreamed of being, if life sometimes becomes a burden that you, and you begin to lose sight of the blessings, if you ever wonder what's going to happen next, and you're afraid of the answer, then friends, come and drink from the living water, for it is here you will find eternal life, the taste of grace, the taste of love. It is ours through Christ. To God be the glory. And all God's children say, amen.